Tell me what this is about, Gugay.
It's about you dying on your creek. We've known about you for a while now.
Who has known about me?
Various members of the Chinese intelligence service.
You mean the whole of the Beijing political apparatus?
Of course not. Only a few select members. Can you imagine how crazy it would look if we went with this before the premier and his people? They would have had us all shot for suggesting that there is a woman with a magical sword roaming the planet who should be assassinated.
But why target me? I wasn't harming anyone.
It's not necessary that you are harming anyone. It's that you have access to that sword.
So the sword signed my death warrant?
Yes, something like that. It was felt that it would be good to try to acquire the sword for our own usage.
Whose usage?
Our leader.
Who is it? Is it Su Zhao or whatever her name is? The woman in the room with you?
Su Zhao is nothing but a tool of our leader. She does what she's told to do, which just so happens to be dealing death. But she is nothing close to the brains of this operation.
Oh! Keep moving.
Ah, it's quite funny, actually, seeing you so concerned about this. I mean, we heard that you didn't even like having the sword. That you would rather go back to the normal life that you had before the sword came into your possession.
Whoever you guys are, you've certainly had some highly placed sources near my life for some time.
Oh, our leader doesn't do anything halfway. She's special that way.
She?
Does that surprise you? That a woman would be in charge?
No, I'm all for equal rights. Mad men, mad women, what's the difference? It always comes down to the same thing. How soon can I get rid of them?
You won't be getting rid of her so easily. She knows all about you. She's taken the time to study you intimately, in fact. She's watched you over the years and has learned how to play you. This setup alone should prove that fact to you.
What setup?
Our little fantasy world here. Hmm? It's something, isn't it? This make-believe Shangri-La. Oh, that's the irony. We're making believe that it's a make-believe place, huh? The irony is so thick you could cut it! Speaking of irony, you cast judgment, but it doesn't seem like you mind all the killing you unleash, do you?
I do what's necessary. I haven't ever killed when there was another choice.
Is that what you tell yourself before the demons come at night?
Shut up!
You're more like her than you know. I think that's why she went through all this trouble, just to catch you and get the sword.
Listen to me, pal. Even if I wanted to hand over the sword, it wouldn't leave. It's not something I can give away. And if I could, I sure as hell wouldn't pass it to some nutball organization that wants to use it for evil purposes.
Actually, it's our theory that you can give it away.
What?
We think you can give it away. Of course, there happens to be a downside.
Yeah? And what's that?
You have to do it as you're dying. Sort of like a final wish or command, if you will. If you manifest the sword as you are dying, then we believe you can hand it over to whomever you want.
And that's some theory.
Well, you know what they say about theories. All it takes is one damn fool to try it out to see if it works.
And just how are they going to test that theory, Gugay?
I already told you, Anya. You have to die.
So all of this is nothing but a joke, huh? This must have cost millions to create. Millions of dollars just to get to me.
Oh, don't be so egotistical. She's not a fool. Diverting that kind of money would have raised alarm bells and gotten us all killed. No, we needed a place that already existed. So we found it.
This already existed?
Sure.
Why is this the first anyone has known about it?
Isn't it obvious? You found this place because we wanted you to find it. It's all part of the plan, sweetheart.
I'm not your sweetheart. Now pick up the pace before I do get tired of you and let you rot here.
Wait! Before we go any farther, I've got to tell you something.
Yeah? What's that?
When you meet our leader, because you soon will, you should know one thing about her.
What?
She...
Anya pivoted around Guge's corpse, spotting Took as he made his own evasive maneuver for cover behind her. Anya crawled and found a shallow depression by one of the torch brackets. She reached up and pulled the torch out of the bracket. Darkness enveloped the hallway.
Anya! You okay?
I'm all right. You got some cover?
By the nearest statue.
Are they down there?
I think so. I caught a glimpse of movement right before the whole place exploded.
I need a gun. Slide one over to me.
Anya reached out, and the assault rifle slid into her grasp. She scooped it up in her hands. Anya set the selector switch down past full auto to semi and brought the butt to her shoulder. Along the hallway, Anya spotted a muzzle flash. Anya's first priority was to let them know that they were armed and not going down without a fight.
Took, we can't stay here!
I know. What do you want me to do?
I'm coming to you. Cover me.
Go!
Anya ran toward the shadowy figure of the little man, then slid in next to him. She felt reassured by the presence of the giant statue that sheltered them. It was more than enough to provide them with exceptional cover from the bullets coming at them.
You all right?
Who taught you how to shoot?
Reruns of the A-Team. For a while, that was the only American program we got over here.
We can't stay here. They'll wait us out and then come and kill us.
Agreed. But what do we do? If we try to go at them, they'll simply mow us down.
I'm open to ideas.
I'm not sure I have any. Oh, hold that thought. I knew I saw somebody moving up there.
Do you think Guge was telling the truth? That this is a plot to get my sword?
I don't understand your sword, Anya. But it certainly seems a bit too massive an operation to go to just for a sword. But then again, I'm not some insane despot, so who knows?
We'll have to make a run for it. Somehow we have to get out of here. You've got to call Garin in. We need an escape plan.
I'm with you. I'm just not crazy about the whole running right at the gunfire thing.
We may not have a choice.
Anya Creed!
Who the hell is that?
It sounds like my so-called mother.
Anya Creed!
Vanya? I think you're right.
What does she want?
One way to find out. I'm here!
I am giving you exactly 2 minutes to come out here with your hands raised and no firearms in your possession.
Why on earth would I agree to something like that? You'll just kill us.
You don't have any choice. You are trapped. Sooner or later, we will simply come down there and kill you. I am offering you an alternative to that.
Doesn't sound like it. You'll just kill us one way or the other.
You, perhaps. But if you come out right now, I'll spare the little man.
Who's she calling little?
No way. We might die, but at least we'll take a lot of your men with us when we go. Maybe even you.
No. I don't think you'll take any more of my people. In fact, I am sure of it. You come out in 2 minutes or you will die there, trapped beneath tons of rubble.
What do you mean by that?
The entire room is wired with explosives, and I am holding the detonator in my hand right now.
You think that's true, Took?
Stay here. She's not lying. This place has more high explosives than a military facility. If she triggers that detonator, then the whole room will cave in. And I don't know if she has the corridor behind us wired as well.
Can we snip the wires?
Maybe. But I wouldn't know the first thing about how to do it. The other thing is, the number of boxes with blinking lights leads me to believe that she's got them remotely keyed to explode rather than a hardwire landline kind of thing.
Great. This is not the news I was hoping to hear.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. Do you see the silhouette down there?
I do.
I wonder if I could hit her from this distance.
Probably not. And if you graze her, she'd just blow the whole room up. I think it's likely that the only thing they're interested in right now is getting you out into the open.
Presumably to kill me.
Presumably. But who knows? They may have something else in store for you as well.
Like what? Long bouts of extreme torture? Sounds like a great time.
I'm not sure what our alternatives are right now.
Time's up, Anya. I am going to turn that room into a pile of smoldering rubble. Come out! out now!
This sucks. I don't suppose your phone is getting any reception now that we're closer to the outside.
Let me try. I see one bar on the reception. I suppose it's worth a shot.
Anything is.
It's working!
Give it to me.
Took?
It's Anya Garin.
Where the hell are you, Anya?
I don't have any time, so shut up and listen. This place, wherever we are, is a staged thing. Some rogue Chinese military woman who calls herself Vanya is running the show here, and the aim seems to be to get me to give them the sword.
Vanya, that's impossible, isn't it? You can't give anyone the sword. The sword chose you, and when you're gone, presumably the sword will choose someone else.
Well, I'm having a hard time selling them on that notion. Apparently, they think that as I'm dying, I can command the sword to pass to the person of my choosing.
Rubbish.
I don't have any time. Took and I are in a room that is wired with explosives. This Vanya woman is telling me that unless I come out and give myself up, she's gonna blow it up.
You go out there and they kill you.
I know.
I need more time, Anya. I can't find you guys. I've been searching everywhere and there's no trace.
All I've got is that this place, wherever we are, was previously constructed. It's got to be something big. And somehow it's tropical here, and that means it would take a lot of heat coming from something. I don't have any idea what, but it's a sure bet it would have taken millions to make this place.
That's it?
I'm not exactly having a great day, Garin.
I'll do what I can and get as fast as possible.
I hope so. So much for that.
Did he say they were close?
He's got no idea where we are.
This is your last warning, Anya!
I'm getting tired of hearing her voice. She sounds incredibly egotistical.
She's probably quite happy about the situation she's got you in.
No doubt.
I don't mind dying, Anya Creed. I've had a good life. I've done a lot given the paltry amount I started with. So if you say we're going to rush him, then that is exactly what I will do.
I don't doubt it, my friend. But I don't think that's the best way to play this.
Then how?
Anya took a deep breath and told Took what she wanted him to do. When she was finished, Took looked up at her.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's the best option we have right now.
It's not really much of an option, if you ask me.
I'm all out of ideas.
As am I.
All right, then. Are you ready for this?
I think I am.
All right, then. I'm coming out!
What was that gunshot we heard?
You left me no choice.
What are you talking about?
You said you wouldn't kill Took, but neither of us believed you. And he preferred to die by my hand than by yours. So I did him the favor.
But you didn't choose suicide? How interesting.
I don't think I'd be able to do it. I guess I just know my limitations.
Come out here into the light so I can see you properly. And if you try any tricks, my men are under orders to fill your body full of bullets. You'll die standing up.
That wouldn't really help your end game, would it?
To get your sword? I suppose it wouldn't, but I am not a fool either. I'd rather you were dead than give you even half a second to unleash that blade against us.
Anya cleared the remaining distance and came out into the light, blinking her way back to full vision. As she did so, she caught a glimpse of movement. Su Zhao had her claws positioned around Anya's throat.
Move, and you would die.
Nice welcoming committee you have here.
Men, go and check on the little man. I want his body dragged out here so I can make sure there is nothing going on.
I told you he's dead.
And if he is not, he soon will be.
And to think I almost believed your promise that he would be set free. I'm glad we chose the route we did.
You are a fool, Anya. And you had no options left. In fact, from the moment you set off on this particular adventure, your destiny has been predetermined. At every step of the way, you were channeled exactly in the direction I wished you to go.
I'm so glad I've lived up to your expectations. So, assuming you're able to get my sword, who does it go to? You?
Oh, that I were young enough to wield it with the elegance such a blade deserves. But no. Regrettably, my advanced age makes that a little foolish for me to attempt.
So who then? Crazy Nails here. She'll bust them gripping the hilt.
Su Zhao will inherit the blade, yes.
I don't know if that's such a great idea. You see, the sword doesn't like being told what to do. Trust me, I've tried several times.
Quiet.
I marvel at your humor. I really do. You know, When the rumors reached us about an American woman who had this mystical sword, at first we suspected it was some type of American intelligence operation. That maybe they had created a super soldier that they could unleash at will?
Nope. Just little old me.
Imagine my delight when I learned everything I could about you. Your past is one shrouded in secrecy for some reason, and yet I was able to trace your lineage back hundreds of years.
You're lying.
Oh, no, I am not. I wanted to know everything about you. It was my way of trying to decipher why the sword chose you as its wielder. I thought that if I could uncover what made you so special, then the questions about the sword would reveal themselves to me.
Interesting theory. Too bad you don't know squat. No one does. I'm an orphan and I've got no family.
You disappoint me, Anya. I really expected that you would have taken the time to search deeper and go back further than a mere generation. The answers to your past lie in full view, provided you know where to look.
And why do I find this so difficult to believe? I don't know. Could it be because you're a liar?
I'm not lying. You must think me a fool if you believe I would undertake something of this magnitude and not do my homework. Whatever you may think about me, Anya, know this. I am not lying when I tell you that I have learned every aspect of your past. Every family member who has passed his or her genetic material down through your bloodlines to make you what you are today. You are not a mere orphan. You are something wholly incredible. And yet, you fail to realize that, save for the sword being in your possession.
So tell me something.
About your past? Perhaps I will. Right before I kill you, and Su Shao takes the sword. At least then you will die with some measure of peace. What is the holdup down there, men? Bring the body out! What took you so long?
We couldn't find him at first. She must have shot him behind the statue on the far side of the room.
You saw the bullet hole.
We couldn't see anything in the room. It's too dark. What has a blood trail? And it's a lot of blood.
All right then. You've done well. Turn the body over so I can see him. He still looks alive to me. Put another bullet in his head to be sure. After all, Anya, if he's truly dead, one more bullet won't make a difference now, will it?
I guess not. Shame he'll have to have a closed casket, though.
I don't think anyone will really care about that. And why should they, when we dump his body into the nearest gorge and be done with it?
Disrespecting the dead will come back to bite you. Trust me on that one.
Trust you? Why would I ever do a thing like that? Men, shoot him again. Shoot him now.
Took came alive, suddenly kicking at the exposed knee of the soldier whose gun was aimed at him. Anya pivoted and drove two punches into the assassin's exposed sternum. Su Zhao recoiled and thrust her hands forward. Anya leaned back, just barely out of range of the slicing claws that would have surely severed her carotid artery. Anya kicked up, but Su Zhao backflipped away.
Hey!
Anya sliced down hard, her sword passing through the other soldier who was aiming his gun at Took. Took grabbed the soldier's gun and swung it toward Su Zhao. The assassin twisted away. Anya saw her flicker wrist ever so gently. The throwing spikes embedded themselves in Took's shoulder and upper chest.
Took!
He went down, clutching at the exposed pieces of steel. Vanya grabbed a knife from a hidden sheath in her dress and came up behind Took, placing the point of the knife under his right ear.
Drop the sword, Anya. Drop it or he dies.
You'll kill him anyway.
I won't. I only want the sword. This man is inconsequential to me.
Don't listen to her, Anya! She won't stay true to her word! You know this!
Anya held the sword up in front of her. Su Zhao came back to stand beside Vanya. The look on her face made Anya's skin crawl.
Let him go first. I am not a fool, Anya. Neither am I. And you don't exactly have a good record of keeping your word. So we do this my way or no way. You let Took go. Once he's clear, then I'll surrender the sword. You tell him how to get out of here and he's gone. It's that simple.
I can't tell him how to leave. He'll bring back help.
We're out in the middle of nowhere. What help is gonna come for us?
All right. I will tell him how to get out of here. Once he is gone, you turn yourself over to us.
Crazy Nail stays here with us the entire time. Once Took has enough time to get away, then I'm yours. Not a moment before. You try anything at all, any kind of ambush, any funny business, and Took's death will be the least of your worries.
Fine. You have my word. But make it quick. I have a schedule to keep, and right now I am behind.
Let me get these spikes out of you.
Okay.
You gonna be okay?
Yes, I think so. None of them went too deep. Hurts like hell, but I can endure it.
Get clear of this place. You hear me? Get clear and don't stop to look back. You can bet as soon as they're done with me, Su Zhao will be on your trail. She's gonna want to make sure there are no witnesses. You understand?
I understand. Thank you for doing this for me. I don't think I've ever had a friend like you.
Hey, you watched over me. This is the least I can do.
All right, then.
All right.
I'm ready to leave now.
Fine, fine. Go back to statue room and continue to where your cell was. Beyond the doorway is a false wall. Press it and a door will open to a small staircase. Travel up the staircase and you'll come to a trapdoor in the floor of the cave you and Anya were in when the Yeti found you. That is your way home.
A trapdoor in the floor of the cave? That was the big secret?
No one ever checks the floor. All anyone thinks about is the wall having some type of contraption. Now go before I change my mind and have Su Zhao kill you all.
That would be a grave mistake.
He gets 10 minutes, no more. If he is not back on the other side by then, it will be his own fault.
Run and don't stop for anything, Took. Understand?
I understand. Goodbye, Anya.
See you.
10 minutes from now. Are we agreed on that, Anya?
Sure. I think your dog here wants off her leash.
She does. Very much so, in fact. But she is a good girl, and she'll do what I say. Besides, there will be time enough for her to kill Took once we are done with you. Who knows? Perhaps she'll even use your sword to do it.
She'll have to get the sword away from me first. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think she'll be able to.
I suppose Guge told you our theory.
He did?
He always did talk too much. I should have had him killed years ago.
I'll tell you the same thing I told him. It's not gonna work.
How do you know?
Well, considering it's my sword now and I'm the one who's been living with it for years, I think I have a better insight into how the sword behaves than you do.
That may be true for some things, but one might also argue that you lack the perspective to see a possible means to separate the two of you.
I'll give you that. But what happens if this grand old theory of yours turns out to be one big mistake? What then? I'll be dead, and you'll lose the only chance you have of getting the sword.
That's a chance we are willing to take.
Wonderful. See, if I were you, I'd keep me alive and just try different ways to get the sword.
You are too powerful to keep alive, Anya. Surely you must understand that. If you die giving us the sword, or if you don't give us the sword, either way, you will at least be dead and gone and no longer a threat.
I find it difficult to believe that you consider me such a big danger to you or to your government.
What makes you think I give a damn about my government and all it stands for? Hasn't anyone ever told you that all disputes in the world boil down to the smallest common denominator? And that denominator is money and power. That's it. Show me any despot, any religious zealot, any tyrant. They all want the same things. Money and power make the world go round.
And that's all you want?
5 minutes, Anya.
Answer the question. Is that why you've done everything here? So you can set yourself up as some sort of power mogul?
I have existed in the inner circles of male dominance in China. As a woman, I have been told I'd never get anywhere of import, and yet I rose to a position of great power within the intelligence service. And I have been able to keep an eye out for other promising women, so I can help them along, school them in the ways in which we will take power, and then keep them by my side when I need them.
I assume you're referring to your good friend Sue here.
Indeed. Su Shao wants nothing more than to face you in mortal combat, Anya. Do you know that?
Well, I can respect that. At least she's not a coward like so many others who just want the fruit without doing any of the work.
But I can't afford to lose her to that blade of yours. Not when I have so many plans for it.
What kind of plans?
China's government needs some shaking up for one.
You're gonna rule China? Good luck.
Well, what would you have me do? Seize power from a non-nuclear power? What a waste that would be. Once Su Shao has the sword, I shall be able to dispatch anyone who stands in my way.
Seems to me you could do that now if you choose.
No. Su Shao is incredibly powerful, yes. But with the sword, none shall be able to stand against her.
It's not a shield of invulnerability, you know. I can die just as easily with the sword as I can without it.
Rubbish. We know the sword grants you a much higher pain threshold and endurance.
Yeah, it seems to. But it doesn't mean I can't die. If your friend Su Zhao here gets a face full of lead, no blade on earth is gonna stop her from taking a ride down the river Styx.
Perhaps. But with the sword, she will be much more potent than any of my enemies.
So that's it, isn't it? You've got a foe already who is too powerful. What's he got, someone even better than Su Zhao? Is that why you haven't moved on him yet?
You have got 1 minute, Anya.
So once you dispatch all your opponents, what then?
I will assume leadership of China and help guide her into the new millennium the way she should be. I'll be the new Jade Empress.
Fruitcake, more likely. What makes you think that anyone will abide by you being the new ruler of China?
Because I will kill anyone who does not.
And what about the rest of the world?
What about it?
I hardly think they're just gonna roll over and say, "Great," when you come into power.
That is true. I had been giving that some thought. A small demonstration of my power may be necessary to prove how serious I am.
Small demonstration? Like what? You're gonna wipe out Tibet?
That's far too small scale for my liking. If I do that, no one will even pay attention. No, I need something bigger. Something more along the lines of shock and awe.
Taiwan?
It has been asking for it for years. They're such upstarts, and it's really like a forgotten province anyway. There's absolutely no way I could tolerate such dissent in my kingdom.
Dual purpose. You show the rest of the world you mean business, and you show your citizens their dissent won't be tolerated.
I believe it is what we call a win-win. And speaking of which, your final minute is now up.
Is it?
Yes. It's time for you to lower your sword, Anya. You belong to me now.
Took had raced along the corridor as fast as his legs, grinding like pistons beneath his body, would carry him. Once he'd made it back to the doorway, he'd easily found the secret exit to the spiral stone staircase leading up. The air bit at him. The cold temperatures were a distinct difference from the balmy weather he'd just enjoyed. As he neared the top of the stairs, he looked up and saw the ceiling and what would be a trap door in the floor of the cave. It seemed perfectly flush, and he supposed it would look exactly the same from the other side. He reached up for the locking mechanism, a series of slide bolts that would discourage entry even if, by some miracle, the trapdoor was discovered. Took braced himself on the stairs. The weight was enormous, and he soon realized that the trapdoor was actually made out of the stone of the mountain itself. He glanced back down the staircase, half expecting to see the shadowy wisp of Su Zhao coming after him. Took had no illusions about whether he would live or die. His survival depended on gaining his freedom to call Garin.
Ugh.
A rush of cold air slapped him in the face, and Took had an instant shiver. Back on the other side.
Took?
Gareth!
Where are you?
There's not much time. Anya's going to have to give up her sword if you don't hurry and get here.
Tell me where you are.
We're in the cave near the crash site, the place where I told you we found shelter. From the outside, it looks like a small crack, but you should be able to just fit inside.
Look, we found that place. We searched it inside and out and couldn't find a thing. Are you sure that's the location?
It is. Listen to me. Worse inside, there's a trap door in the floor of the cave that leads down to a staircase and back over to the other side where we just were. But you've got to hurry.
The chopper is ready for takeoff. Hang in there. I should be there within 20 minutes.
That will be 20 minutes too late. Anya made a deal to surrender if I was set free.
Why on earth did she do that?
I don't know.
Took, she can't surrender that sword. If she is able to give it away and it goes to someone villainous like these people seem to be, then the entire balance of good and evil in the universe will be thrown out of whack. She must not give up her sword. She's got to hold on to it at all costs.
But what am I supposed to do?
I don't know, but you've got to stall them somehow. I need time to get there.
I'll do what I can, but you've got to hurry.
The last thing Took wanted to do was go anywhere near Su Zhao or Vanya again. But Anya had given herself up so that Took could go free and reach Garin. He couldn't let her down. As he re-entered the control room, the smell that assailed Took's nostrils made him want to vomit, but he choked the surging bile in his throat and forced himself to push on. He lifted another AK from one of the dead guards and then took three extra magazines of ammunition. Took turned to leave, then spotted a flashing message on the computer terminal. Took frowned. He didn't read or understand Chinese, but looked anyway. Red flashing icons that made him wonder what was going on. Were they simply alarms going off? Did they know that the trapdoor was now open to the other side? Took used the mouse to try to navigate around, clicking aimlessly. The screen changed to something that looked like a chart with varying levels fluctuating. He saw what he presumed were danger points and noticed the fluctuating levels all hovered close to those marks.
What is this place?
You don't want to know.
Mike?
Already embracing your true identity, I see. What did Vanya promise you if you came over to her side?
Mike, I'm not with him. I swear to you. I just escaped and called for some help. But Anya's back there with Vanya and her assassin, Su Zhao, and she's giving herself up to them.
She's what?
It's true. They want the sword, so...
What sword?
Maybe I should let Anya explain that to you.
Maybe you'd better explain it to me right now.
Anya's got some sword she can conjure out of thin air. I don't know what it is or what it does, but it makes her some kind of ferocious warrior. Vanya staged this entire thing as a trap to lure Anya here.
This whole place is a trap.
What do you mean by that?
You see those graphics?
Yes, but what do they say? I don't understand Chinese.
I do. And this whole installation is going to blow if we don't find a way to shut it down.
Installation?
It's a fraud, the whole thing. We're in a nuclear waste holding plant. The Chinese government built this Shangri-La facility over the waste plant. The immense heat from the processing facility is the reason there's a tropical landscape here, when right on the other side of the mountain, it's Arctic conditions.
How could they hide a place like this?
I don't know. We've heard rumors for years that they were doing this, but we never knew how to find them. Even our satellites couldn't pick them up. One theory is that the atmospheric conditions surrounding the Himalayas make it almost impossible to see everything in detail.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. It just took me a while to discover what was really going on here. For a moment, I thought we might really have stumbled upon the actual Shangri-La, but this is most definitely not it.
So, what do we do now? Is there any way you can put that thing down? It's making me quite nervous.
You sure I can trust you, Took? I wouldn't want to have to kill you, but I will if necessary.
My plan was to come here, grab a weapon, and then find Anya. She's going to need the help.
So why did you stop?
This thing, the red flashing screen, drew my attention.
As well it should have. This place is entering critical condition.
So, if that's the case, then where is everyone? What happened to all the people who were here with us yesterday? The parade, the feast, where are they?
You don't want to know.
I most certainly do.
get out of the way. There.
Took leaned in close, at first unsure of what he was seeing. But then he recoiled in abject horror as the truth became apparent. Scores of bodies piled atop one another lay in a huge pile somewhere.
Is that what I think it is?
She killed them all. Witnesses, I guess. She just kept enough of her closest trusted men alive to help her see it through. And then she had all of the bodies disposed of down in those waste tanks underneath this place.
She dumped them into the nuclear waste?
Yeah. The installation is well shielded, hence the reason we can stay here and not get infected. But she dumped the bodies down into those tanks for another reason altogether.
What reason is that?
Isn't it obvious? Those corpses will upset the balance of the facility. It wasn't designed to handle bodies, only sludge. Those hundreds of dead bodies have thrown off the installation, and it's now approaching a disaster.
You mean?
The entire installation is going to explode in about 30 minutes.
Vanya and Su Zhao had led Anya back to the deserted pavilion. Anya tried to reconcile the jubilant scene just a day earlier with the grim circumstances now unfolding in the same location.
Now is the time, Anya. Give up the sword.
You know as well as I do that I cannot give up and surrender myself to you.
You're breaking your word? You promised you would surrender if we let the little man go.
Yeah, I lied about that.
Then you leave me no choice. Shu!
Are you sure you're comfortable with the idea of me killing your best and brightest here? Once I'm done with her, there's not going to be anyone left who will be able to stop me from killing you.
As if it will even get to that point. Su Shao will make quick work of you. I trained her myself.
Anya frowned. Did that mean that Vanya was an elite killer as well? Su Shao rushed at Anya, trying to close down the distance between them. Anya knew the tactic. With her sword, her optimal range was greater than Su Zhao's. The Chinese assassin needed to be in close to wreak havoc with her claws, and Anya needed to keep her at least 6 feet away. Anya dodged the initial attack and cut backward as Su Zhao's body shot past. But Su Zhao knew what to expect and swung her claws back behind her. Su Zhao swept the sword blade up and slashed in at Anya's exposed right shoulder. Anya felt hot blood cascade down her shoulder. A little deeper, she thought, and those damned claws would have severed muscle. And that's exactly what Su Zhao seemed to be hoping for. If she could take away Anya's ability to hold the sword, she wouldn't have to worry about it. Su Zhao launched a kick at Anya's midsection. Anya stabbed straight out, and the point of her sword nicked a line along Su Zhao's lead leg, shredding the top of her thigh. Anya saw Su Zhao smile as she retracted her leg out of range. Anya pressed the attack, coming up and lifting the blade high into the air. Su Zhao rolled away, got to her feet, and flicked her wrist. Anya snapped her blade up in front of her. The half-dozen throwing spikes all fell harmlessly to the ground before Anya. Su Zhao leaped onto the stone wall, and Anya circled. Then she jumped from the wall to the ground, rolled, and came up under Anya's blade, raking her claws across Anya's midsection. Su Zhao rolled away again, just out of range. Anya put one hand against her stomach, and it came away wet, red, and sticky. Anya dropped back and waited for Su Zhao to come at her again. But Su Zhao only smiled. There was no way she was going to be fooled that easily. Anya circled the assassin slowly. Vanya had backed away, content, it seemed, to let her prodigy take care of business. Anya felt herself growing annoyed with Vanya all the more because of it. Su Zhao went down to a knee, unleashing another volley of spikes. Anya reached for her left foot, yanking the one metal spike that had met its mark free. A line of blood spilled from the hand-forged iron spike and splattered the ground. She launched the spike back at Su Zhao, who lifted her hand effortlessly. Anya stared in amazement and frustration as Su Zhao tossed aside the spike with a smile.
Come on, let's do this.
Su Zhao danced closer, and Anya studied her footwork. It seemed like a combination of a drunken style of kung fu that Anya had once seen, combined with a rare version known as dragon. Her drunken style seemed to be the setup, and then Su Zhao used the dragon techniques to close the deal. Anya knew that Dragon was a truly formidable system. If Su Zhao knew Dragon, and knew it well, then Anya was definitely going to have her work cut out for her. Su Zhao smiled, and her teeth showed for the first time.
I am enjoying myself, Anya Creed. Are you?
Having a great time, thanks. How's that cut on your leg?
It is nothing of consequence. But you seem a great deal more troubled by the three injuries you are suffering from.
Hardly worth my time.
She will destroy you, Anya Creed. But it doesn't have to be this way.
Oh? What's my alternative? Give up and die anyway? No thanks. I'll go down fighting if I go down at all.
Su Zhao, step away.
Yes, Mr. Rhys.
Put your sword down, Anya.
No way.
It doesn't have to be the end. Perhaps there is another alternative I didn't consider until just a moment ago.
And what's that?
Join us.
Join you? For what? So we can all rule China together?
If you wish, yes.
I've already got a country to call my own, and I don't feel the need to take over another nation.
I am giving you the opportunity to be part of something amazing here. Use your sword for us and what we wish to accomplish.
More delusions of grandeur. There's no way your plan is going to work, Vanya.
It will work, and you'll see that if you join us. I promise to make you a very wealthy woman. Imagine that. You could even afford to get the very best medical care for your friend Mike.
Mike's condition is inoperable. The doctor said they couldn't operate for fear of Mike dying.
Western doctors claim that. You would be amazed at the advances that we have made in China. A lot can happen when you don't have to answer to a huge government bureaucracy.
Yeah? What kind of advances?
The ability to slow the growth of cancer cells. In some cases, we have been able to permanently arrest cancer growth. If Mike's tumor never gets any larger, he'll be able to live out the full measure of his life in peace and prosperity. And you can make that happen.
Just by joining my sword to your cause.
Exactly.
And what would I have to do?
Remove any troubling people from our path. Much the way Su Zhao does for me right now.
So you'd have two assassins instead of just one.
The more the merrier. Isn't that the saying in the West? With two of you by my side, we can truly take over anything we want. And we can rule the world as a triumvirate of power.
I told you before that the sword doesn't make me invulnerable. You've seen yourself how Su Zhao was able to injure me.
She is able to do that because she is the best at what she does. I trained her to be that way. But others, they would fall before you like the long grass before a harvesting scythe.
How poetic.
Stow your sarcasm and join our cause, Anya. We have room in our organization for another powerful woman. Join us and see what the future may hold for you.
And how do you feel about that job offer, Su Zhao? You cool with Vanya offering me a place next to you?
Whatever my mistress wishes, it is my duty to obey.
That's not exactly the warm and cuddly answer I was looking for.
Su Zhao will do whatever she is told. If that means accepting you into our ranks, then she will do so gladly. I did not raise her to dispute my desires.
See, that's kind of what I have a problem with. Maybe it's just an authority figure thing. I just can't seem to get over this idea that following orders blindly without engaging the old noggin is a good way to go for me.
It is the only way for you now, Anya. If you don't agree, then you are leaving me no choice in the matter.
Oh, I don't know about that. Seems to me that Su Zhao and I could team up and just cut you out of the picture entirely. Why share something three ways when a partnership is so much more powerful?
You are crazy. Su Zhao would never throw her loyalty from me to you. I have done too much to help her. I have taken care of her family. All of her brothers and sisters enjoy a wonderful standard of living in China's new economy, thanks to me and the power I exert on their behalf.
And I'm sure she's grateful for that. But really, no one likes being under anyone's control for too long, do they?
If you are trying to encourage Su Shao to question her commitment to me, you are wasting your time.
Am I?
She won't turn against me. We have come too far together to throw it all away just because you talk a good game.
Seems to me I'm talking the same game you're trying on me. So who's to say who is better at it than the other?
We are running out of time, Anya. I need your decision.
What's the hurry?
Let's just say that my power grab relies on something very big and terrible happening so as to start the cracks of unbalance back in Beijing.
What the hell does that mean? What have you got planned?
You no doubt realize there were very few people still around last night.
Yeah, I noticed all right. What about it?
They're all dead.
You killed them?
They had fulfilled their requirements. Every one of them was contracted to work for a certain amount of time, and then they were to be released in order to go back to China proper.
All that to sell us on the idea that this was Shangri-La?
You still don't get it, do you? This isn't Shangri-La at all. I told you that.
I know that. So what is it?
Are you going to join us or not?
I don't think so.
That's truly unfortunate. Very well, then. You leave me no choice but to finish what we have already started. Su Shao, kill her!
Took led Mike back down the corridor. Each man was armed, and Took felt better about Anya's chances now that there was definitely help on the way. And hopefully, Garin would find his way into the cave and bring reinforcements. But he knew they couldn't rely on that. Took drew up short as they approached the giant Buddha statues. He pointed out the explosives to Mike.
Vanya has the entire room wired to go up at any time. It's what she used to get us to come out into the open.
This is serious military-grade stuff. How did she ever get her hands on it?
I don't know, but Vanya is certainly not all she seemed last night. She is much more dangerous.
I guess so, judging from how these were positioned. She had to have help from the military in order to do this.
We're almost there.
All right, how do we play this? Straight up assault, or do we hold back and make them think we're more than we actually are?
I don't know much about military tactics, Mike. Your guess is as good as mine, if not better.
I say we just shoot them both and be done with it. No sense letting them hang around any longer than necessary. And considering what Vanya's trying to pull here, it'd be better if she was dead.
Wait, shouldn't we keep her alive so she can stop the installation from exploding?
I don't know if she even could. Short of fishing those bodies out of the treatment facility, which would mean exposing ourselves to immense radiation, there's nothing we can do. And when the treatment facility goes, everything else is going boom. This is the last place we want to be.
I see.
I know what you're thinking, but it can't be helped. If we had a team who knew what they were doing and had equipment, then maybe. But we don't have any of that, and we'd die trying.
I know. It just seems like it's going to result in a terrible environmental catastrophe.
It will, absolutely. But we need to find Anya and then get the hell out of here, or no one is going to be alive to care about the cleanup. And we have to ensure this kind of thing doesn't happen again somewhere else.
All right. Let's go and get this done before my heart goes soft.
Just remember what Vanya's plans will do to your country and use that to fire yourself up.
I will.
Took?
Yes?
Don't move a muscle.
What's the matter?
There's a tripwire and my foot is resting against it. If I move anything, this whole room will blow up.
Are you sure?
Trust me. Look at the wire and tell me what it's connected to and hurry up about it.
Took carefully followed the line of almost invisible wire across the room to where a large bundle of explosives sat wedged in with a claymore mine. He read the lettering facing him, and then he retreated back to Mike. He'd seen them before in his intelligence days.
Claymore, and an explosive package wedged in with it. The claymore is American.
It is?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ease my foot back, but before I do that, I want you to go into the corridor we just came from. If I do this wrong, one of us has to stay alive and help Anya. Can you do that for me?
Sure. I just can't figure out where this could have come from. I ran down this corridor only a few minutes ago in order to get to the trapdoor.
It might well have been meant for you. Vanya's men could have easily laid this trap and hope you would hit it on the way out. Did Vanya seem almost willing to let you go earlier?
Actually, yes. She didn't put up nearly the fight I thought she would have.
That was probably part of her plan. With you blown up, the surprise would have enabled her to overpower Anya. Only the way you ran or walked must have carried you right over the tripwire.
So, I miss being blown up by luck?
I could use a little bit of that luck right now, my friend. Now, go and let me get this done. One way or another, I've got to get free of this, or else we'll die.
Took retreated, wedging himself in against the wall. If Mike was unsuccessful, the explosion would no doubt cause some serious damage to the facility, especially given how much explosive was in that room. Took shook his head. How had he managed to get himself wrapped up in all of this anyway? All because some stranger named Garin had hired him to look after Anya and make sure she was safe.
Okay, I think we're all set now.
Thank God. I thought the entire room was going to explode if you didn't manage it.
I got myself free and then replaced the pin in the claymore so it wouldn't go off. I did a quick check of the room to make sure there weren't any other surprises laying in wait for us. It's clear.
They probably didn't have time to set anything else up. And then Anya killed him anyway.
She did she?
Oh, yes.
She's a marvel, that one.
Now, come on. Let's get out there and see what we can do to help.
Took and Mike crept forward in the dim light of the corridor. Took could see Anya with her sword in her hands. Across from her stood Su Zhao and Vanya. Took frowned and looked at Mike.
Anya's injured.
I can see that, but how badly? Do you think she can still fight?
You've known her longer than I have, but if I had to place a bet on whether or not she could, I'd definitely say yes.
So would I.
Look at Su Zhao's leg. It seems like Anya managed to get something in on her too.
Good. That means she'll be easier to take care of.
I don't know. She scares the hell out of me.
Nothing to it. She'll die as fast as anyone else when she's got enough bullets in her.
Well, do you mind shooting her then? I'd rather not have to deal with her.
Fine.
Are you ready?
Time's ticking, my friend. Let's get this done.
Took got to his feet and put the assault rifle to his shoulder. Everything was set to go, and he flicked the selector switch to semi-automatic. Perhaps, he thought, if he got the drop on Vanya quickly, he wouldn't have to shoot her. That would be a good thing.
Maybe there's a way to stop the facility from exploding. Maybe Vanya knew what to do.
Took.
Sorry.
Come on, man. Let's get this done. I'll go after Su Zhao and you take down Vanya. Don't stop for anything until we have them both down and dead, okay?
Mike, what if Vanya knows how to stop the facility from exploding?
Listen to me, Took. That treatment installation is not going to tolerate the infusion of scores of bodies. It wasn't designed for that. Vanya knows that, and that's exactly why she's done what she's done. She wants this place to blow up. She's got no interest in saving it, and if you think she does, you're wrong.
Mike leaned closer to Took.
Now listen to me. I know this isn't what you signed on for, but we've got to do something here, or else we're all going to die. Do you understand?
Yes. I understand. Sorry.
I'm not a killer either, Took. This isn't something that I do every day. But at the same time, I know that these people are responsible for unleashing some truly bad stuff on the world. And I think it's fairly safe to say that they deserve to be punished for their crimes.
I agree with you, Mike. It's just that in all my years of work, I was always beyond that type of work. And I never minded being there.
I'm afraid there's no one else who can do what needs to happen. Two targets, two of us. It's the only way to make sure we're successful.
All right. I'm sorry.
Forget about it. Let's just get this done.
I'm ready.
Took steeled himself. He let his trigger finger come to rest just outside the trigger guard. He brought the weapon up so he had a clear sight picture. He settled the sights on Vanya. Mike was right, he decided. Better to finish this and then get the hell out of here. No sense dying for no reason. And at least they'd be able to tell the world what happened so it didn't occur again elsewhere.
On three, okay?
Okay.
One, two...
Stop! Put your weapons down, or we will shoot you where you stand.
That voice...
Lower your weapons. Place your safeties on.
Mike?
Better do it, Took. There's a gun barrel aimed at the base of my skull right now, and I don't think these guys are fooling around.
Very good. Now both of you turn around very slowly. If either of you moves too fast, we will shoot.
You...
Move aside so I can see the man behind you, Mike.
Mike moved, and Took was startled. Three men stood there. He recognized the sneering smiles on the faces of Burton and Kurtz. And in the middle, his eyes hidden behind a huge pair of sunglasses, stood Mr. Singh. He held a silenced pistol in his hand and gestured with it.
Step away from the doorway. We wouldn't want to interrupt the party out there too soon now, would we?
What's this all about, Singh?
It's about me making sure my investment doesn't run away from me.
I'm not running.
I must say you've done a fantastic job, Mike. I almost didn't expect you to find it, but you have. And I'm ready to take it over for my very own paradise.
I don't think you want to do that. This isn't Shangri-La at all. It's a nuclear waste treatment facility disguised by the Chinese as a palatial tropical paradise.
Don't be ridiculous.
I wish I was. But the woman who created this entire mess is standing right outside. You can ask her if you want.
Perhaps I shall. No one move, please!